And before you start talking, if you could just say your name so that the secretary who does the minutes, because she's not here, she just gets a recording of it so that she knows who's talking.
All right. Welcome to Planning Commission. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Ward.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Ward. We will now open the floor for any public comments. Dee, do you have anything you'd like to say before we get into our agenda today? All right. Well, all right, noted. Thank you. Okay, we will move to agenda item number 3. We have some new commissioners with us tonight. We are glad to have you guys here. And if you guys want to take just a minute or two to introduce yourself, we would love to know a little bit about you. And we will start with Commissioner Irene Stone.
Okay, my name is Irene Stone. I have lived in North Salt Lake for 6 years. I work for the Utah State Board of Education. I was formerly a teacher for several years at Foxborough. And that's me. Do you have any other questions? Is that good?
No, that's great.
Okay, great.
Thank you. And then Commissioner Ryan Holbrook, we're glad to have you here too.
I'll take off the mask so you can see what I look like.
Yes.
So you can recognize me out and about. I'm Ryan Holbrook. I've lived in North Salt Lake for the last 6 years. Grown up in Davis County mostly my whole life. I founded a engineering firm that builds wastewater filtration equipment for power plants and municipalities. And I've been doing that for the last 16 years. And I'm excited to be a part of the board.
Very cool. Is that firm here in Utah? Or
it is, yes.
In North Salt Lake?
Our offices are in South Salt Lake.
Great. Well, we're glad to have you here. We're grateful for both of you guys for applying and going through the interview process and contributing to North Salt Lake in this way. And we function as a commission very much in a dialogue kind of way, so there's no questions that would be silly or anything like that. A lot of times when we get new commissioners, we just keep running at our old pace, and sometimes it feels like it takes a while for you guys to feel comfortable to jump into dialogue, and I hope you will feel that way really quickly and ask us any questions or anything like that if you have any questions about the flow or purpose or things like that. We're all here and happy to help you, and we've all been in your seat where we were the new commissioners, so we know exactly what it feels like to think you're not totally up to speed when actually you are. The reason you're here is because they wanted your input on these things that the city discusses. So we're glad you're here. All right, we will move to agenda item number 4, consideration of a conditional use permit for a combined total driveway width of 39 feet at 823 West Oxford Drive. Matt Sherlift is the applicant. It is Matt here, a family, a representative.
Are you wife of Matt?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great.
I don't believe the applicant is joining us tonight.
No problem. All right, Mackenzie, thank you.
Okay, so at the address of 823 West Oxford Drive, this is a single-family dwelling lot. It is in the P District, the Foxborough neighborhood, and it is adjacent to a general commercial use, and on the opposite side of Cutler Drive, it is also commercial. So, right now, the existing conditions of the lot are one single family structure and a small shed. They have one driveway that fronts Oxford Drive, and what they are wanting to do at this point is build an accessory structure or a detached garage in their backyard and add a second driveway so they can access it. The reason they're here before us for the conditional use permit isn't for the accessory structure, because that will go through the standard permitting process, and we will make sure to check setbacks, height requirements, and all of that when it comes through. Right now, the application before us is for the second driveway. Per our city code section 10-6-2, a residential lot with greater than 100 lineal feet of street frontage is permitted up to two driveways, measuring a total width when added together of 30 feet. Unless modified by a conditional use permit, they can go up to 40 feet. So right now, the existing driveway that they have on Oxford is 24 feet wide, and they are wanting to add the secondary driveway on Cutler that'll be 15 feet wide for a total of 39 feet. So that's why they're here before us. The second driveway access is a permitted use just by right because they have approximately 200 lineal feet of frontage on this lot in addition to it being a corner lot. So once again, the purpose of this conditional use permit is the size, not necessarily how many there are or where it's placed or what it will access. So the city has had some concerns with the Clearview area, and just for our new commissioners and maybe a reminder to all of you, the Clearview area is measured from driveways and intersections to make sure there's enough room for a car to be able to have visible access to their surroundings when pulling out of a driveway or turning an intersection. It's measured in, for a driveway, it's measured in a 10-foot triangle that starts at the point where the driveway meets the sidewalk and goes 10 feet into the property and 10 feet along the property. So this is a Clearview area right here. Oh, they can't see that. Do you want to show them on the screen? So that's, it comes together into a triangle, and that's what our Clearview area is to protect the sidewalk, basically. This lot had an existing fence that was right up against the sidewalk. It's a 6-foot vinyl fence. Right now in our code, that was revised in 2017, I believe, that would not be a permitted fence. It needs to be a minimum of 5 feet from the sidewalk if it's a solid fence, just so that we don't have those right up against the sidewalk. Staff has determined and the DRC has determined it's not, it's a legal non-conforming use because at the time the fence was constructed, it was to code. So we're not requiring them, or we're not recommending you guys require them to rip out that whole fence and bring it up to code at this time. We are just mostly worried about that Clearview area. And the applicant has made arrangements so that they will cut out the section of the fence to allow for the driveway and the Clearview area to be met. So I think there's 11 feet or 10 feet between, about 11 or 10 feet between the proposed driveway and the fence, creating that Clearview space. So in addition to that, the only concerns we had as a DRC were that the site plan the applicant submitted doesn't show the sidewalk continuing through. And if sidewalk is removed, it must be replaced to its current condition or to city engineering standards. And then as far as the Clearview area, we just wanted to reiterate that it should be protected. So if there's a tree or any sort of blockage in that Clearview area, it should be removed. And so the Development Review Committee is recommending that the Planning Commission approve this conditional use permit for a total combined driveway width of 39 feet with the conditions that the sidewalk that is removed is replaced in accordance with city engineering standards. An excavation permit must be issued by the city prior to any work occurring in the public right-of-way, and that trees, fences, and other site obscuring objects cannot be within the Clearview area as defined by City Code 10-1-31. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, being that the applicant is not present.
Great, thank you, Mackenzie. Any questions for staff or other discussion?
Sorry, Ryan Holberg speaking. Just for my own curiosity, is the 40 feet that's permitted with their frontage, is that just the cutout in the curb? So Mr. Shurtleff could concrete the 5-foot and the 10-foot 6 sections on either side of that driveway if he so wished?
That's a great question. Sherry, with the mouse, can you detail what the curb cut is and how it's measured for Commissioner Holbrook?
So just it's measured line. Where the property line and the sidewalk meet. That's the width of the driveway. And then beyond that, it can widen out. So they can add concrete on either side of the driveway. They just can't have that approach be wider than the 15 feet.
Great. Thank you. Just curious.
Yeah, so it's like right here. And the flares, because I know you can see this one, the flares are expected to go out per city engineering standards. Yep. So, does that make sense? Okay. Anyone else?
So the conditional use permit is really just to grant those 9 extra feet because they already have property and a corner. So they have 2. Just has to be. Okay. Does anyone have any other questions or issues or discussion points they'd like to bring up? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
This is Commissioner Jorgensen. I'd like to make move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for a combined total driveway width of 39 feet at 823 West Oxford Drive with the 3 conditions as stipulated in the staff report.
Okay, we have a motion. Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay,
Commissioner Tucker.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion?
I think that's a real good of the applicant to come to that good compromise to provide I call it clear zone in my work.
Clear zone works. He, just so you guys know, I know he's not here, but anything the city has asked of him with this application or with just him planning this, he has been very workable. So he wanted to just make sure he did it right.
That's great. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And motion passes unanimously. All right, thank you, Mackenzie. All right, agenda item number 5, report on city council action on items recommended by Planning Commission. Is that you, Sherry?
So there's not a ton to report as far as official actions by the city council, but at their second meeting in January, they reappointed Commissioner Tucker and Commissioner Ward to a second term for 4 years. And then at their first meeting last week, they appointed Irene Stone and Ryan to fill the 2 vacant seats of Elisa and Ted. And it's been really fun seeing them at city council and seeing Ted out of his element, because he was so in his element here, and then he's just a little bit different at city council, so it's kind of fun to see that. As far as updates with the city, because I know that we talked about, I wanted to wait until we had our 2 new members before we came out with a work plan of those code amendments that we want to work on. And the other good thing that we got done besides getting these 2 appointed was we've got a building inspector and a permit technician hired, and my new building inspector starts next week. So our department can get back to normal and start working on our to-do list. And we want to meet with Chairman Larson so that we can kind of see what priorities you would like us to focus on first. So we're putting that together, and then we'll give you a call and set up a meeting with you.
Great. Thank you. What is the next step on the form-based code?
So I think the next step on the form-based code would be, because we haven't done anything, I think we should do a review of it before the Planning Commission, especially for our 2 new members, and then schedule a work session with the City Council to
That'd
go over the changes. Then we'll have an open house and public hearing if we feel like the document is ready and go for adoption.
Great.
So that's
thank
really
you.
Where we're at with that.
So I believe, thank you for channeling your inner Ted. That was great for not letting that pass. But anyway, what would be our second priority? Obviously, that's a top priority, but is getting back to the permitted uses for unconditional use permits, is an activity we're going to do sooner or later?
Yes. So I would think the other top priorities, we have a few minor changes that we might be able to just knock out really quickly. Like we have some issues with the code as far as it relates to business licensing and code enforcement, because we changed the code enforcement to a civil process, but then in certain parts of the code it still refers to a criminal process. So if you're operating a business license without a license, it's a criminal process instead of a civil process, which is the process we wanted everything to go through, but we missed a bunch of other sections in the code to update that. So that's a quick one. We have a couple of quick, what's that other one we were thinking? Oh, this driveway one. Mm-hmm. This drive. There's some dialogue that staff are having about the number of driveways and rewording that section so that it makes a little more sense. And then
special events,
we have that one. But the big one that we need to finish is the subdivision ordinance that we moved on to the city council, and then council member Baskin edited it to a great extent that is needs to be dealt with so that they can finish getting that adopted, and that might come back with her edits before it goes to the council for a vote, because they tabled it and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
So we've been having lots of fun with COVID. And there's something other big and then the conditional uses. So
and the sign code.
There's like a whole, and this, well, the sign code is a big one, but I'm going to put that down just a little bit below all these other ones first. But the sign code does need to be rewritten pretty badly. But conditional use permits are more important to me because of the state code statute from last year that was changed. So we want to get that on our agenda. And I'm just excited because we've all been doing other people's jobs while we didn't have a permit technician and a building official for more than a month.
Yeah.
So I had to learn how to calculate building permit fees. I was his boss, but I don't know how to do that. So I had to figure that out. So I had to learn all that stuff. And the ladies in the office have just been super and stepping up and doing jobs that aren't theirs. So we're happy to get back to full staff. As soon as we're getting them trained up now, so it'll be great, and we're just super excited to move into this year, and hopefully we can get rid of these soon too.
Great. And we can meet and go over the list, but does anyone on the commission have anything that they would like to add of things that we kind of put on that list that they'd like to see moved into a priority beyond?
Well, I think it would be and appreciate you guys treading water here for the last few months with the staffing issue and all that. Recognize that I am anxious to see the work list though, and just make sure that I don't think we need to get into the detail, but there have been things that we brought up, you know, through the course of the last year in my tenure. So just
and knowing. I have a notepad that has all those on them. I just can't think of them off the top of my head.
No, I appreciate that, and I don't mean to put you on the spot in any way, but anyway, I look forward to that. And then, you know, frankly, as commissioners, if there's things that we can do to work between meetings, if there's ways to do that, like when we get into the conditional use permits, that's a bulk of material. And if there's a process that allows us to work between meetings, maybe we can get it done more expeditiously, as opposed to just, you know, having to do it all here kind of after the normal business.
And we talked about conditional use permits in the review with the DRC for, and the DRC for you two is as the development review committee. So it's made up of our staff from all of the different departments, and we review all the applications and then make our recommendation to you for approval or denial, depending on what it is. But that was one of the discussions, and we talked about how we wanted to go back to the, I brought it up, that we wanted to go back to the list, the NAICP list, and make things more general, because on some of our uses, one of the problems that we're running into with like code enforcement is that we have a definition for a salvage and a wrecking yard, but we don't have anywhere in our code where that's either allowed, permitted, conditionally permitted, or prohibited. And so we either need to take it out of there or we need to prohibit it. There are certain things that we need to get more general on and things that we need to clean up the definitions. Because I think at some point people have eliminated uses on that big long chart and then they didn't eliminate the definitions. And so it seems really weird when you go and look up that we have a definition for an adult daycare center for disabled or vulnerable adults, and it's in the definitions, but then it's not permitted anywhere.
Right.
So why do we have it if it's not permitted? But we are going to have an application come before you for an applicant that wants to change our code to make that use a not permitted use a permitted use because they would like to open a business like that. And we've been investigating that. We think that would be a really good use in the city. Really good service for our citizens.
Is our latest hard copy version of the form-based code, is that the latest draft?
I haven't changed anything on that.
Okay. So I think I need to dust that off.
But we'll get new copies up to our two new commissioners, and then we'll get everybody electronic copies just to keep us on track.
Great. Thank you. All right, any other comments that anyone wants to make on any of those work projects that we've kind of set aside over the last little bit, now that we're back to full staff? All right, we will move to item number 6, approval of the minutes from January 11th. Any comments on the minutes? And a thank you to Andrea for always putting the minutes together for us. If not, we ready for a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I make a motion that we approve the minutes for January 11th, 2022 as drafted.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it. Commissioner Ward.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, passes. And we are adjourned.